Over 300 students, faculty, and administrators from the University of Connecticut gathered outside the Wilbur Cross Building Monday in a demonstration against racial intolerance. Mahmoud Hashem, a Muslim student at the university who found the words "Killed Paris" scrawled beneath his dorm room name tag, addressed the crowd. Hashem is from Egypt and came to the U.S. this year to finish his education.
So when I go and find out that, I was so upset. I actually cried at first.
That was Hashem.
I'm not terrorist. I don't deserve that. Actually, because I love America, I come to live in America, I love people here, so don't treat me like a terrorist.
The name tag vandalism was an apparent reference to the terrorist attacks in Paris Friday, which killed over 120 people. Hashem said his father asked him to shave his beard following the Paris attacks.
He called me yesterday, I tell you before you have to shave your beard. I was right. He told me you have to shave it.
Ahmed Ouda, a friend of Hashem, and Anna Zierig, a graduate student in the English department, organized the event, which was announced in an email from UConn President Susan Herbst. Zierig said Herbst's email was unexpected but welcome.
I think it's great and very powerful to have her voice behind the event.
Ouda spoke at the demonstration, calling on university administration for increased efforts to prevent further incidents of discrimination.
We ask that there be diversity and tolerance classes, just like there are classes on alcohol, sex ed, and campus safety.
UConn spokeswoman Stephanie Reitz said feedback on such issues is important and that university administration has been, quote, discussing ways to get more training and discussion on diversity into our orientation programs. As the demonstration continued, students from various campus groups spoke. Omar Alam, social chair for the Arab Students Association, spoke about the need to, quote, demystify Arabs on campus.
We want to educate the people that Arabs are not all Muslims, they're not all terrorists, they're not all belly dancers.
Alam thought the event was a success.
You know, so I'm really, really happy with the turnout today, and I think we can do more, and it's the right step in the right direction.
For WHUS News, I'm Charlie Smart.